Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to play a little bit of a game here. Maybe I can get a couple of volunteers. Any good high jumpers on the table? Okay. Are you guys familiar with high jump at all? It's a sport where you jump over a bar, okay? So why don't you guys come over here and let's see if you can jump over this bar, okay? Ready? We'll give you each a shot at it. Okay, let's see if you can jump over that. Can you jump over that? Good job. Can you jump over? All right. Excellent. Why don't you go back over here and line up again, okay? Now let's see if you can jump over it. Okay, good. Nice, okay. All right, I'm going to line up again, and let's try it one more time, okay? Ready? Let's see if you jump over that. Come on! It's too high, exactly. Do you know that that's what Jesus did in the Sermon on the Mount? He set the bar so high that nobody can jump it. He talked about the commandments. Did you hear that in the gospel reading today? He was talking about some of the commandments. And God gave the commandments to Moses, right? We just read that, the Ten Commandments, right? And he says, you must obey those commandments, like in the Old Testament reading today. And we'll just talk about one commandment, the fifth commandment. You shall not, you know what it is? Murder. You shall not murder. And everybody says, well, that's an easy one. I can jump over that one. That's easy. I mean, I haven't killed anybody, right? I think I can jump over that one. I can be righteous. I can do that, right? God's commandments aren't that hard to keep. But wait a minute. Jesus raises the bar way up and he says, but I say to you, this commandment is more than just killing somebody. He says, it means that you can't even be angry with somebody. It means that you can't hate them and wish bad things to them. And you can't call them names. Wow. Have you ever been angry? Who's been angry? Okay. Have you ever had a thought about wishing harm to somebody? I think we've all done that. Have you ever called somebody a name? There's a lot more to this commandment than you think, right? It's not just about killing somebody. It's about not doing anything to harm them in any way, loving them all the time. That's a high bar. Can anybody jump that? Can anybody not get angry? Can anybody jump a bar that high? No. Why does Jesus do that? Why does he set the bar so high for us? Because he wants us to realize, just like you said, that it's too high for us to jump. We can't do that. Can anybody obey God's commandments way up here? Can anybody do that? Can anybody jump that far? No. And we realize we are all sinners. We all fall short. We can't do that. We need a Savior. We need forgiveness for the times that I didn't jump over that high bar. And that's why Jesus came, isn't it? To take our sins away. You know, it's like Jesus came and he jumped that bar for us. And then he lifted us up and over the bar because we couldn't do it on our own. He lifted us up and over all the way to heaven. Nobody can jump that bar by themselves, can they? But Jesus gets us over it by forgiving us and giving us his righteousness and a place in heaven. So let's pray about that, shall we? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your law, but we realize we cannot possibly do it. We thank you for the Savior as well, and most of all, who jumped the bar for us, who gave us a place in heaven. Help us, Lord, now to do our very best to keep your laws, because we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.